even though Donna was cute and single, Victor was getting the sense that despite claiming to have a business degree and working in a bank, she might not be the sharpest knife in the drawer when it came to being quick on the uptake.
Looks like I owe Snowflake an apology.
Until now, everyone in their unit had playfully teased Pandora for her lack of street smarts, despite coming from Chicago and being a reporter. It looked like this woman would usurp her in the clueless special Snowflake department. They moved to the dining room, where Lima used his tablet to give Donna the rundown on the story from start to finish, as much as she needed to know, but more than enough to instill in her the absolute need for secrecy about what they were trying to accomplish and why. They left out some of the finer and more personal details, like six of the teams pairing up with women in the process.
So this Reverend Silo guy? He's the one I've heard about on the news? Well, I've tried not to hear about him. I'll admit I go out of my way to avoid bad news. The world sucks enough as it is.
Yes, Lima said. We're hoping to find his wife. If we can locate her via whoever is helping her post the videos, it will likely help us expose everything he's been doing.
She slowly nodded. Victor could stare at her greenish-hazel eyes all day, clueless special Snowflake or not. Donna tucked her brown hair behind her ears. Even without obvious makeup, she was cute.
You think the guy who was piggybacking through my computer is that guy?
Might not be a guy, Lima said. Might be a woman. Do you see the same people in the coffee shop all the time?
Sometimes, but it's hard to tell. Most everyone wears a surgical mask.
I frequently see the same people, yes. We're going to need you to help us over the next couple of days, Lima said. We're going to take you to the coffee shop every day at the same time you'd usually be there, and we'll wait there with you.
I'm not a spy. I told you I'm not good at lying.
We don't need you to be, Lima said. We just need you to do exactly what we tell you to do. If the man or woman shows up and starts using your connection again, we'll figure out who it is and grab them.
And that's all I have to do?
That, and not say anything to anyone about all of this, Omega said.
Victor wanted to sit and stare at her. He was content to let everyone else do the talking while he watched and listened. Hell, it was the closest he'd been to getting laid in a long damn time. Even if nothing came of it, at least he'd have a fantasy to hold on to while rubbing one out in the shower.
You think this Reverend Silo killed those people in L.A.? At that clinic? You have proof?
Pretty definite proof, Chief said. But if we move too soon, before the vaccine is developed, there's a very good risk he might release more kite virus and infect more people. Donna rubbed her hands up and down her arms, smoothing the goose flesh suddenly rippling her skin.
He wanted to stroke her skin. Pay attention, idiot.
Okay, I'll do what I can to help.
For safety's sake, Chief said, you need to stay here with us the next few days.
What do I tell my roommates?